Prompted by her father's illness, Wanda Cetolin travels to San Giovanni Rotondo in the hope of a miracle, but ends up receiving far more than she prayed for. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book De Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcellino Ia Sanzaniro. Within his pages, we encounter the profound testimony of Wanda Cetolin, a spiritual daughter who shares her remarkable experience upon first meeting Padre Pio, and the mysterious encounter she had years later in Brazil. Listen to this. One day in the early 1960s, Wanda learned that her father was terribly sick. The poor man suffered from a hemorrhage, a damaged blood vessel that had been slowly bleeding for weeks, and there seemed to be no way of stopping it. Now, at this time, Wanda's friend, Ida Selach, was preparing to travel to San Giovanni Rotondo to visit Padre Pio. So Wanda decided to join Ida in the hope of a miracle for her father through Padre Pio's intercession. On their way to San Giovanni Rotondo, they made a brief stop in Loreto, a city in central Italy, to attend Mass. Upon entering the church, Wanda noticed a friar near the door who seemed to be looking directly at her. His gaze made her feel uneasy, so she stopped for a moment, but the friar simply continued to look in her direction. After the Mass had ended, Wanda found no sight of the friar. Back on the winding road to San Giovanni Rotondo, Wanda began to feel unwell. At one point, she even asked for help. "Hold on a little longer," said Ida. "We are almost there." When they finally arrived at the convent square, they promptly entered the church to see Padre Pio. And Wanda couldn't believe her eyes. The friar who had been looking at her in the church in Loreto turned out to be Padre Pio. Later that evening, Wanda and Ida attended the Eucharistic blessing. Wanda found herself standing near the altar. However, when Padre Pio raised the Blessed Sacrament, Wanda suddenly fell to the ground. As people rushed to help, Padre Pio loudly said, "Leave her alone." He then added, "Take her to Saint Michael." So, the very next day, Ida accompanied Wanda to the sanctuary of Saint Michael, not too far from San Giovanni Rotondo. However, there too, Wanda fainted and fell to the ground during Mass. Now, sometime before leaving San Giovanni Rotondo, Wanda was informed that Padre Pio expressed a desire to speak with her. So, she made her way to the cloister hall, where the porter instructed her to wait by the door for Padre Pio to pass by. Padre Pio arrived shortly after, and seeing Wanda in tears, he asked, "Why are you crying?" "My father is dying," she answered, to which Padre Pio replied, "O woman of little faith, your father is healed. It is you who are sick." Indeed, Wanda's neck was swollen due to a cyst. "Lower your head," he said, and tapped the back of her neck 3 times with his fingertips. He then added, "You can go to the ends of the earth, but you will continue to be my spiritual daughter. Now, however, run to the hospital." "But Padre," Wanda protested, "I have to leave with the others. I have to go home." "Go to the hospital," he insisted. Wanda then left the cloister and called home. She was informed that her father was indeed better. The bleeding had finally stopped. Now, just a quick side note, at the time of these events, Wanda's father was 60 years old, and he lived for another 21 years. Wanda then hurried to the Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza hospital, where she requested a medical examination. When the doctor arrived, He found Wanda in tears. "Why are you crying?" asked the doctor. Wanda explained that Padre Pio had sent her over because she might need urgent neck surgery. However, after carefully examining her neck, the doctor asked, "But why should you be operated on?" Wanda intended to point out the swelling, but then she realized that her neck had returned to normal. "Did you not notice that Padre Pio performed the operation while you were coming here?" said the doctor and sent her away. Father Thomas de St. Laurent's insight resonates with Wanda's experience. True faith is not a matter of mere intellectual assent. It is a living, breathing reality that transforms our lives. Wanda's tears, prayers, and eventual healing exemplify this transformative nature of faith. However, our story doesn't end here. Years later, Wanda still pondered Padre Pio's words, "You can go to the ends of the earth." What did he mean by that, she wondered. Well, it all became clear in 1968. You see, Wanda and her husband had moved far away from Italy to Brazil because of the husband's work. One morning, as she was tidying the house, Wanda noticed a strong fragrance in the air. The door suddenly sprung open, and for a brief moment, like a flash, Wanda saw Padre Pio dressed as if he was on his way to celebrate Mass. A few moments later, she turned on the radio only to hear the news that Padre Pio had died. End of testimony. Before we conclude today's video, I have some good news to share. As you may remember, back in December, I invited you to submit your prayer intentions for our upcoming visit to San Giovanni Rotondo in January or February. Well, I'm thrilled to announce that we have successfully fulfilled our promise to take your petitions to this sacred place. This here is the room in the convent of San Giovanni Rotondo where Padre Pio died. He actually died in the armchair in the picture. Thank you all for entrusting us with your prayer intentions. May your prayers be answered, and may Saint Padre Pio intercede on your behalf. God bless. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.